Babes, guess what? We have a new segment on the block. It is Wednesday, and that means that we are launching the newest segment of the Babe AF podcast called Women to Watch, where I sit down and chat with some of the most badass babes in their industry, babes that are blazing some trails, also some babes that are really just getting some shit done and following their dreams and jumping into their passion projects. So I'm so excited that you guys are here to listen on an additional episode this week. And stay tuned and make sure to follow them on social media when you're done and give them all the support that they deserve. Thank you so much, and I can't wait for you guys to see who's up next. Hey there, ho there, babes. It is Jess, your host of this empowerment podcast, which is called the Babe AF Podcast. You know, babe as fuck. We don't have an actual human to talk about today in Women to Watch Wednesday. I'm going to be quite frank with you. There are a lot of women that I'm about to talk to in a very vague way that is super sensitive, triggering, sad, misunderstood, unknown information as to why sometimes these things happen to you. It is National Infertility Awareness Week. And as someone who has chosen not to have children, but know a lot of women who want and can't, I'm very, very sorry. So I wanted to dive deep into an understanding of how it came about, the history, timeline, how to observe, 5 things you should know, how I can support, why it is important. It's going to be a pretty somber episode. So if this is too triggering for you, please wait for Friday's episode or go listen to another one or take some time for yourself. I'm not here to offend or be insensitive to any information I put out. I just started researching online of ways I could help, learning knowledge of what it is, how it affects, because as a woman, I want to learn more and I want to know how to support those of you who are in it, around it, going through it, have a rainbow baby, are longing for one, and I never ever want to make you feel like you're alone in a struggle if I can be there for you. So if you need me, and I am not bullshitting about this in any way, shape, or form, I am really good with leftover Chinese sitting on the kitchen floor and just letting you sit next to me, or if we need to sit in the shower and cry together or sit with you in time of grief, misunderstanding, hurt, please let me be that for you. Even if you just need to vent and talk about how you're feeling and you feel like nobody else is there to listen, DM me and I will give you my cell phone number. And I am more than happy to be that ear for you if you need it. If you feel like people in your family are not sensitive to what you're going through, if they don't understand how it feels, if they don't want to go through it with you in a form of support, please let me be that. So on to today's episode. Okay. As I said previously, it is National Infertility Week, which is labeled April 23rd through 29th, and it is 2023. So my resources today are from nationaltoday.com, an article about it. We're going to talk about, like I said before, history, timelines, frequently asked questions, the importance of it, how to observe it, how to support. And so, like I said, this Women to Watch Wednesday episode is in form of support. It is not to bash, diminish, or unfortunately make you feel any less than you probably do in the deep, dark moments of your day when you crave and strive to be a mother. I will never have any idea what that feels like, but I, like I said previously, if you need me, please let me know. So as we get started, National Infertility Awareness Week is observed during the first full week of April and takes place from the 23rd to the 29th of this year, most often before Mother's Day in May. It is a significant observance that aims to raise awareness about infertility, the non-existent support structures, and the challenge those encountering fertility face. Infertility is a common challenge that doesn't discriminate, affecting anyone regardless of race, religion, sexuality, or economic status. The initiative encourages sharing of infertility stories or reproductive issues to change the narrative and get the necessary support to help potentially make the journey easier. Women should not be left alone in this or any obstacle or struggle when it comes to reproductive rights. Here's a little bit of the history. A quick scan in today's world and we see the sad pattern, a woman's worth being equated with her ability to birth a child. Her worth and womanhood are reduced to nothing as long as she is of age and is yet to reproduce. The journey toward conception can deeply be isolating, distressing, and frustrating, to say the least, especially for women of color who are fed with the belief of infertility talk being taboo. I don't foresee that to be just an opportunity of women of color, but based on this information, maybe it has. And I'm really sorry if you're getting extra challenges in that. Anger, anxiety, frustration, self-blame, self-hate, low self-esteem, shame, and depression are feelings faced during this time. While for some, getting pregnant is a breeze, others go through quite a struggle. According to research, an estimated 1 in 8 couples struggle with infertility in the USA. I actually looked at the newest statistic, and over the last 12 months, it's actually moved to 1 in 6. Infertility is said to be a condition when a couple is unable to get pregnant after 1 year of regular unprotected sex. For females over the age of 35, medical advice should be sought after 6 months of trying, as fertility sharply starts declining by the age of 35. Lifestyle factors include age, decreasing chances as one gets older, genetics, genes and reproductive lifespan, hormones, progesterone, ovulation, and periods, gynecology issues, fallopian tube defects, pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID, endometriosis, medical history, done surgery to those ovaries, lifestyle, smoking, being underweight, stress resulting in hormonal imbalances, and all of these play a major role in determining your fertility. Infertility is highly stigmatized in today's world, especially in the Black community. Pushing forward a change in the narrative, urging these challenges to be talked about, removing associating stigmas and barriers, and building families, Resolve, the National Infertility Association kickstarted the National Infertility Awareness Week movement to raise awareness about the significant lack of access to family building options and emotional support for millions of women and men struggling to build a family. Now I'm going to go through the National Infertility Awareness Week timeline. Going all the way back to 460 BC to 370 BC, obesity is blamed for infertility. The father of Western medicine, Hippocrates, blames being overweight as a ground for infertility because, quote, the fat compresses the mouth of the womb. This is going to sound so ridiculous until probably forever in this timeline, but I was intrigued by the words on the paper. 753 BC to 476 AD, gods are in charge of fertility? Question mark. Ancient Egyptian and Greek cultures believe fertility gods like Min, the son of Osiris and Isis, and Priapus, have the ultimate say in conception matters. Therefore, rituals and offerings are used to appeal during festivals and coronations. 6th century BC. The Lupercalia Festival to wait off infertility. Held in ancient Rome every February 15th, Lupercalia, also known as Dies Februatus, a bloody purification ceremony, features the fertility rite where priests to gods run through the city whipping infertile women's bellies. That sounds very ridiculous. 1752, the fertilization process is described. Scottish obstetrician William Smellie, S-M-E-L-L-I-E, that's literally his last name, known as the father of British midwifery, leads the way by carrying out experiments describing the fertilization process. Wait, like we don't, I mean, maybe nobody knew how it happened before 1752. What the heck? Okay. 1960. The first birth control pill was invented. In June, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves the first birth control pill called Inovid. In 1978, the first fertilized baby via a test tube happened. So in the 19th and 20th centuries, usher in tremendous progress in the treatments and diagnosis of infertility, witnessing the world's first, quote, test tube baby born in England. So here are some frequently asked questions that you may have for yourself or want to know more about. When did the National Infertility Awareness Week become recognized? The NIAW, which was started in the U.S. in 1989 by Resolve, gained federal recognition in the U.S. as a health observance by the Department of Health and Human Services in 2010. What is the symbol of infertility? The pineapple. It is widely recognized as a symbol for women struggling with infertility. Is there an infertility awareness month? Actually, there is. It's every June. The world comes together to create and increase awareness about fertility issues, encourage communication, and break barriers. And honestly, the reason why I'm reading this to you is because I'm very unaware of this, and I wanted to learn more. So hopefully these instances and information is going to help you help someone else through this journey in their lives. So how can we observe National Infertility Awareness Week? Three things are listed here. Rock the color orange. Show solidarity with those struggling with infertility during the National Infertility Awareness Week by wearing a signature color, orange. According to Resolve, orange promotes a sense of wellness, emotional energy to be shared, compassion, passion, and warmth. Number two, you can join the Awareness Walk, dubbed the Do-It-Yourself Walk of Hope, a fundraising event for Resolve. This campaign helps to call unto the community to donate to help those struggling with infertility. This will give them access to information, emotional support, and family-building options, bringing hope and making them realize they are not alone. So I'm going to look at when the fundraiser is and how you guys can be a part of it, and I'll put that in the show notes. So number three, post on social media. Spread awareness about infertility and the effects of stigmas on our loved ones. You can do so by utilizing the NIAW banner or logo, sharing stories, calling for donations via the extended NIAW links, and using the hashtag National, all spelled out, Infertility Awareness Week. All right, five facts about infertility that you should know based on this article from National Today. Number one, and I hope these are opportunities of encouragement if you need it. Infertility does not discriminate. The disease affects humans regardless of race, sexuality, economic status, or religion. Number two, the world's most fertile countries, Niger, tops the recent list of rating at 6.9 children per woman, followed by Congo at 5.9, Mali 5.9, Chad 5.7, and Angola 5.5, while on the flip side, Taiwan, with an estimated 1.07 children per woman, holds the lowest rate of worldwide. I don't understand the 0.9, 0.7 children. Anyway. Infertility affects both sexes equally. The Office of Women's Health states that about 1/3 of infertility cases are caused by women's problems, with the other 1/3 attributed to the man. Number 4, 8 billion babies were born via IVF. Since the in vitro fertilization procedure came into existence, although heavily criticized as a clinical procedure, success rates have skyrocketed over the years. Interesting that this came up because two weeks ago, if you guys don't know, I work for a wedding venue called Pecan Springs Ranch in Austin, almost to Dripping Springs. And they have a party every year for the Austin Infertility offices. And they have like 300 people show up. May not actually be that number, but that's how many children are running around and what that feels like. And I've done it for 2 years in a row, and it is so fun to be able to celebrate all those who've had a chance to have babies born by IVF. So it is really encouraging to see. Number 5, ovulation and conception work hand in hand. So roughly 25% of female infertility problems have been traced to irregular or abnormal ovulation. Makes sense, anatomically. All right, so last part of the episode, why National Infertility Awareness Week is important. It helps us come together. Standing outside of the fence on an existing challenge doesn't always give a clear picture of things. Infertility can feel so isolating, but with NIAW, awareness is created, support is offered, and hope is restored to those struggling conception-wise. And like I said before at the beginning of this episode, if you need my cell phone, I'm here to help you in any way, shape, or form that I can. It reminds us that infertility is a common problem. Let me read that for you again. Infertility is a common problem. I know you feel alone, and I know you feel scared and frustrated and pissed and devastated at times, but you are not by yourself. Oftentimes when trying to conceive, the misconception about the challenge being peculiar to persons holds strong. With this important day, we realize infertility is a common and treatable, giving hope. Infertility is said to affect 1 in 8 couples, like I mentioned before. It's actually 1 in 6 in the U.S. It brings hope and healing, so the conception journey is fraught with disappointment, mental strain, judgment, and therefore a stigma. The NIAW aims to shatter the culture shaming awareness through awareness and education. Joining millions of others to share your story restores the hope and heals deep, deep wounds. I'm going to put as many resources for you to get help, encouragement, and a point of hope in this episode, in the show notes. Because like I said, I have no idea what you're going through, but I want to be here as equally as supportive as I can. And I know this episode was triggering for many of you, probably more than 1 in 6. Depending upon what you've gone through in your life. And I hope to help in any way that I can. And today I want you to be silently highlighted because I want you to know that you're not alone. Never, ever will you be alone with me as your friend. Even if we've never met, even if I don't have any idea who you are listening to this podcast, I want you to know that if you need me, I'm here for you. I can sit on the kitchen floor. I can eat cold Chinese noodles. I can give you my heating pad and wrap you up in blankets and give you all the snuggles. We can watch trash TV and we can cry in the shower, whatever you need me to do, whether it is 1500 miles away from each other or right next door, please, please, please let me know. I can't wait for you guys to hear Friday's episode. It will be a bit more uplifting than this one. And if you've not listened to Monday's episode for the Unfuckery Chronicles, it's the new series coming out bi-weekly on this podcast. It is a point of motivation for you. And I hope to see you guys next time. I hope you have a great day. Please do all that you can to support your friends. I love you very much.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.